As Jerry and Esther are traveling from Phoenix to San Diego, they know all they have to do is point in the right direction and keep going, and they're going to get there. So since that journey is so very understandable, they enjoy the journey, even though the majority of the time they're out in the desert and they're not in San Diego where they really want to be. In the moment that you turn in the direction of that which you have become, you're going to begin to enjoy the journey. You will not feel so much angst about not being there yet if you are going with the flow. It's going in opposite direction of that which you are wanting that makes you crazy. In the guidance systems like Magellan and Garmin and Pioneer and OnStar, Jerry and Esther have all of them now in different vehicles, but they all operate on the same premise, which is, where am I in relationship to where life has now told me that I want to be? And when you realize that those two places have a relationship with each other, a vibrational relationship with each other, that's how the guidance system operates. Yours works exactly the same way. The larger part of you has already become what you are asking for. And what you're doing right here and now with your thoughts is the other vibration. And those two vibrations play off of each other, and that's what equals your emotion. When you turn in the direction of that which you want, you feel the relief because the true resistance really stops. So do I have to be all the way up here in sunshine, lollipops, rainbows, cotton candy before I am feeling better? No, you can turn from despair or fear into revenge and immediately feel the relief of beginning to move with the flow. Now, most humans really believe that you are better off in depression than you are in revenge, because when you're depressed, you stay in your room and you don't set anybody's house on fire. And when you're in revenge, you're acting out in ways that are detrimental to others. And we want you to understand that when you turn and go with the flow, if you are in despair, the first logical place for you to go is right through that rage and revenge. But if you will stay relaxed and allow the flow to continue to carry you, and not turn to try to justify why you are feeling the revenge that you are feeling. In other words, if you will relax and let the current carry you, it is our promise to you, it will carry you right on to less anger and less anger, into those feelings that feel more like frustration, into those feelings that feel more like hope and belief and knowing, into those vibrations that are really who you are. But you've got to let go of the thoughts that have got you turned around going the other way. And so all day here today, we're going to be talking about going with that flow, listening for that non-physical call. Let's say that you go to your mailbox and you've got more bills in it than you anticipated coming, and you've spent your money and you have that sick feeling in your stomach that feels like fear, maybe even despair. What we want you to realize is that in the midst of that, desire is shooting out of you. In other words, in that deciphering of life, in that molding of the clay of physical life, your problem is asking for a solution. And Source went right to the solution, and not just this time either. Every time. Do you know the huge amount of resources that have amassed in vibrational escrow that have your name on them? The more life you've lived, the more you've asked, and the more you've asked, the more source energy has become. And here's the part we want you to get. The louder is the call. And do you know, you got to answer the call, or you just can't stand it. Haven't you noticed that? It is a law that is so eternal. You must stay up to speed with that which you have become. And when you hold back, you feel terrible because the source energy part of you didn't hold back. If the source energy part of you would hold back, then we wouldn't be having this discussion. In other words, if you could live life and not evolve, and if source were not that dominant part of you taking the first step in that vibrational evolution, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be saying to us, oh, I live every day and I see lots of things and nothing has any meaning or any feeling in it at all. We say, sounds like you're on drugs. Sounds like your psychiatrist has numbed you out and made you unable to feel your vibrational content. But that's not the way it is it? Your life causes you to expand, and the non-physical part of you goes with that flow. And when you begin to turn in the direction of the flow, you feel wonderful. As Jerry and Esther are out there in the desert on their way to San Diego, they never say, well, San Diego is just an impossible dream. They never say, well, it's just not in our stars. They never say, San Diego is incurable. You laugh, you think that's ridiculous, and yet humans do equally ridiculous things. When they call physical conditions incurable, it's exactly the same thing. I'm living a condition that I do not want, and I want wellness, and source has gone to the wellness and is calling me forward, but I'm beating the drum of the illness. As I gain a little hope, I move in the direction of wellness, but then I take another test and I go back toward Phoenix. And then I get a little hope and I move in the direction of wellness, and then somebody dies of what I've got and I go back toward Phoenix. Nothing that anybody else has done on their vibrational journey has anything to do with you. Your guidance system is not warning you about what will be, what must be. Your guidance system is just giving you vibrational feedback about where you are in relationship with the stream, you see. And we promise you that stream will always take you toward wellness if you will relax and allow yourself to go. So what do we mean by that? Relax and allow yourself to go. We mean give up the struggle. And by giving up the struggle, we mean giving up the defensiveness, giving up the justification, giving up the explanation about why you're not further along, giving up the explanation about why you're where you are. Stop beating the drum of where you are. And in the moment that you stop beating the drum of where you are and just look softly in the direction of where you want to go, the current will take you. And before you know it, you will be there.